Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My sincere apologies for jumping in here a little bit late this morning. Had just a lockup with a particular program on my system. And yeah, there you go. Anyway, great to be with you. Thanks again for tuning in. I've got a great program lined up for you. We're going to kind of take a step backwards in time a little bit, and I'm going to play for you a few older pieces, but I want you to see how nothing's changed. And what you see on your screen right now, if you're watching, is a picture of my dear friend, the late great Dr. Tom Barrett. He was the founder of Conservative Truth, and he died suddenly just a couple of years ago, and we miss him tremendously. As a matter of fact, tonight, this is Friday, so tonight we will be putting a well in India in his honor. We'll be drilling into the ground, and his precious widow Anna has given funds for a well to be dedicated in the name of Dr. Tom Barrett in Punjab, India. A couple other things you might notice on your screen. One of those is a particular face, and let me see if I can clear it up. Yeah. So that down below here, it was my face. Look at this. Do you see this? That was my face 4 years ago. And this is that same face today. Look at that difference. Look what God has done. All right, I'm going to jump out of the screen, and I'm going to go ahead and play this piece for you. This was Dr. Barrett talking about the upcoming end of the Mueller trial and some of the pieces associated with that. I wrote in as part of the description today that it's a sad day in America. For those of you who may not have observed it or may not have seen it, there were five individuals, I guess, total that were charged. Four were charged with a charge of seditious behavior related specifically to January 6th. And folks, what a sad day. This was the trampling of our First Amendment, our Fourth Amendment, our Sixth Amendment. We went through it yesterday with David Chistokas, our constitutional attorney. Dr. Tom Barrett, this is talking about what they were doing to President Trump. And remember, they've said, you know, you can't challenge a legitimate president. Well, we know that there's real serious issues with the election of 2020. These are facts. But yeah, and so 2016, remember, they said Trump's victory, it didn't even matter. It didn't matter that the people voted for him. They considered it illegitimate. Listen to this.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here today. I greatly appreciate it. Hey, I again want to, I know, I got to plug this, though. Listen, I really, 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 really could use.
Really?
Really could use. Did I say that enough? Your support in getting to CPAC this year. So any gift that you'd like to give towards that, I want to thank Diane Rodriguez for her $25 gift that she gave. Greatly appreciate that. My friend Paul for his gifts. But you can go to the website, you can make it. It's a tax deductible donation. Want to give thanks to, Rosalind and Wayne Dozier for, your $25 gift as well, towards our DC lodging. I greatly appreciate it. And that's what it's going for, folks, is to cover our lodging while we're there. So anything you can do to help will be most greatly appreciated. And again, go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, click on the donate button, and make your tax-deductible donation today. All right. Hey, I'm really excited.
You're going to be broadcasting live from CPAC, right?
Yes, I am. I am.
That's exciting because you're going to learn a lot. I've been to CPAC before. You're going to learn a lot from a lot of great people and be able to share it on the program. So,
yep. This is my fourth. No, this will be my fourth CPAC. I've been to four in a row now, and blessed to be able to broadcast from Radio Row. And you're right, Tom. The opportunity to be there is great, and what you learn, but I'm at a place now where I'm also going to be able to have an influence and bring the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the conservative movement and to impress upon those there how critically important that foundation is to conservatism as a whole, because conservatism wouldn't be conservatism if it didn't have the Judeo-Christian biblical foundation. That's where you find the principles of conservatism.
If you take the Bible out of conservatism, it basically doesn't exist anymore.
No.
So.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. So anyway, and that's why I believe that it's so important that I'm there. And I carry a message that nobody else does. I died four times. God sent me back four times to deliver this message and showed me things each time relative to delivering this message. So I'm telling you, I got to be there. I have to. And I need your help.
Yeah, folks, if I could just throw this in, they're listening and thinking and praying about supporting this this trip. We all can't be there. I was just telling Greg before we got online that I would love to be there. But I can. We can't all be there. But he can be there, number one, not just representing the Lord, but representing us, his audience. But also, he can learn things there that he can share with us. So it'll almost be like being there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm bringing both Colin and Jacqueline with me. Jackie was in the accident with me. Colin has been my assistant who's been with me there the last 3 years. And she's incredibly effective in getting around and you know, the networking. There's going to be three of us that are going to be there that are going to be able to do some networking. Hang on one second.
That's great.
Hello?
Hey, is this Pastor Greg?
This is Pastor Greg.
Hey, this is Ian Hurley, Desert Storm Tools. How are you?
This is who now?
My name is Ian Hurley. I'm a partner of Javon and Jordan. I'm actually over shipping and product fulfillment over here. I saw your email that you wanted to get a 4 ounce Kana and
Okay, Ian, I'm on air right now. Let me call you back in about 45 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
All right. That's our Desert Stone. That's our sponsor with Desert Stone. If you're looking for something that'll help deal with your pain, I'm telling you, Tom, it's a CBD product with no THC that could be, you know, you can get it anywhere in the country. But, man, I'll tell you what, this stuff really works. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I've started using it a few weeks ago. And, you know, that in conjunction with, of course, the product that you introduced me to. But I'm telling you, it has made a world of difference. I'm doing laps now behind my wheelchair. Okay. All right. You pulled my leg. You pulled my leg. Oh my gosh. All right. So here's what we're really hearing. We're hearing that William Barr, the new attorney general, may be, you know, bringing this thing to a close. And basically giving Mueller until this next week to shut it down.
Yeah. That would be an amazing thing because it just seems like it's going on forever, you know.
Yeah.
It's only been 2 years, but it feels like a lot longer than that.
Let me, you know, this, and I know when we talked about this that you were saying, you know, this isn't really something that you're spending a lot of time on, because I know that you spend a great deal of your time on currency and cryptocurrency and things of that nature. And folks, we're going to get back to those things when we come back in March. But you've been writing and you've had Conservative Truth for how many years now?
Right at 20 years. We're okay. The longest running conservative, continuously published conservative website.
All right. So I'm gonna draw on on the historical aspect of that, if you don't mind, Tom, because I think that's something that you can, you know, speak to with a tremendous amount of authority. When you look at what the Department of Justice has apparently done, and the intelligence community, Brennan, Clapper, Clinton, Obama, Lynch, Holder, all of these suspects, Comey, Rosenstein, and so on. When you look at that, and even going back as far as, you know, Watergate, which we're both pretty familiar with, but in all of your experience with conservative truth over the last 20 years, have you ever seen anything like this in American politics?
I never have. You know, I am personally against the whole idea of a special counsel. It almost creates a fourth branch of government, and that's not the way things are supposed to be. You're creating this monster, this entity that can do anything it wants, anytime it wants, supposedly under the authority of the Attorney General. But, you know, this thing was supposed to be about a Russia probe, and it's ended up with tentacles everywhere except what they're supposed to do. The only people that have been indicted that have anything to do with Russia are a bunch of people that will never see the inside of a courtroom because they're in Russia. So who knows if they're even valid indictments with the people that, as we've heard, I don't need to repeat this, but I mean,
right.
The people that were even peripherally involved with the Trump campaign have all been coerced into confessing to what's called process crimes. You know, no crime, no collusion, but maybe they didn't remember. Well, they were convicted of lying to the FBI. You know, and it's just shameful the way he's been able to use unbridled power. Supposedly the guy's a Republican, but he sure acts more like a Democrat. And all of his key people are partisan Democrats who hate President Trump. So it's just out of hand.
Yeah, and I'm looking here. I mean, you know, when you talk about these indictments, okay, Roger Stone, supposedly false statements and some other charge they're calling conspiracy to defraud the United States. They're going to have a hard time, you know, trying to make that one stick.
Right.
Paul Manafort, financial dealings, nothing to do with the president or, you know, the campaign.
And all far, far before Trump was even running. We're talking years before.
Yeah, many years. Michael Cohen, that's taxi medallions. and an issue in New York with taxi medallions, supposed false statements, and then there was the campaign finance, and I had a campaign finance expert on the program, Tom, who laid out why why it clearly isn't. Because, first of all, you wouldn't give a prostitute $150,000 to be quiet out of campaign funds when, in fact, Trump would be doing this, would be a normal thing that someone of Trump's stature would be doing to do away with accusations that would tarnish the Trump name, because the Trump name is, that's really what he's built up over the last 50 years, is the Trump name.
The brand.
Exactly. He is the
brand. And $150,000 to him is pocket change. He would have no need to try and use any kind of campaign money. That's just illusional.
It's like a buck and a half to you and me. Okay? I mean, right. Really. Maybe. Even less. Okay. W. Samuel Patton. I don't even know who this guy is. I don't think he has anything to do with the campaign. 13 Russian nationals. Rick Gates. I think he had some peripheral thing to do with the campaign. Rick Gates, is that right?
Yeah, very, very limited contact, and I think the president has never even met him.
Yeah, but false statements. Michael Flynn, and doggone, that one really ticks me off because I know Michael Flynn, or I've interviewed Michael Flynn. I can't say I know Michael Flynn, but I feel like I know Michael Flynn. We spent some really neat time before and after the interview, and then having the interview here on the program. You know how I am with my guests, Tom. I mean, sure. So anyway, what a neat guy. Did get to visit with his son, another neat young man, and it was obvious the intelligence community went after him, and it was all false. He never even actually lied. The FBI said he didn't even lie.
Yeah, but they actually persecuted him. They bankrupted him.
Yep.
With all the attorneys and so on like that, and basically they said, either you plead guilty, or we're gonna throw all kinds of stuff at you, and it's almost like they do with, say they catch a kid with some drugs at a police station. They say, well, you flip on somebody and we'll give you a good deal. I mean, that's not the way justice is supposed to be done. And, this guy honorably served our nation. He's a general. It was just shameful. As soon as this thing is over, Mueller ought to be arrested, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. It's really absolutely disgusting what has taken place there.
But the biggest thing to me out of this whole thing is McCabe, the top guy in the FBI. He was acting, but he was the top guy.
Yeah.
And Rod Rosenstein, the assistant attorney general, conspiring together to have a coup to bring down the president. I talked to a lot of people about this, and I don't think people realize what the 25th Amendment means. It isn't just, if we get enough people to vote, we can get the president out of office. Only the vice president and the cabinet members have anything to say about that. The Justice Department and the FBI are not allowed to be involved in any way. It's nothing to do with them. And the vice president has to be on board, and that would never happen. But here they are in their little soundproof office conspiring about which people in the cabinet that they thought that they could get to vote against the president and declare him incompetent, which is insane. I mean, the 25th Amendment is so clear. It's only in case they're physically or mentally incompetent. Not if you don't like the policies, not if you don't like the foreign policy. The FBI is not supposed to be making foreign policy.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And how incredibly sad, that we're watching this kind of nonsense take place.
As far as I'm concerned, some people got all upset when the president used the word treasonous, but what they were doing is treason. Okay. You can't conspire to illegally bring down a properly elected president. And those are two guys that should be going to jail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, they're not at this point.
Yeah. Well, we can pray. Especially that McCabe. I mean, he's so sanctimonious. He's been running around trying to sell his book, inviting himself on every TV show around, except Fox, of course. And he looks like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. He has this little sweet, innocent look on his face, and he just can't understand why people are upset at him. And it's just like, oh, I want to reach through the TV set and grab him by the neck.
Yeah, well, I completely understand that. I agree with you. And it would be, nice to be able to administer justice that way. But of course we know, we can't do that. What we can hope is that Barr is going to step in here and be the attorney general that we need.
Yes. Well, fortunately, he's had experience. Attorney general is not not an easy job. And just the fact that somebody's a lawyer doesn't qualify him. The fact that he's been the attorney general, that he's been through the flames, I think he'll transition in and hit the ground running. Whereas almost anybody else that you could put there would have some time to, you know, just get his sea legs under him.
Yeah. Well, and but I think that he, you know, like you said, he doesn't need that. He clearly is able to hit the ground running. He knows who the players are. He knows the depth of the swamp. It did bother me initially. I think it was Mueller's wife and his wife were in a Bible study together.
Didn't know this.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Let me look that up real quick. Let's see here. Mueller and
Barr. While you're looking it up, Mueller should never, ever have been in charge of the thing. He's besties with James Comey. And James Comey, if things are done properly, he's a witness. He probably already has been interviewed. Mueller was head of the FBI. Again, conflict of interest there. Never should have been put in this position.
Let me go back. I had John Milkovich, who is running for Senate in Louisiana, in the state race. But anyway, I had him on earlier this week, and he's just come out with a new book. It's entitled Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. And let me give you a list of some of the things he was involved in covering up. Pan Am 103, 270 deaths. He sent the Iranian, the Syrian drug dealer, and the crooked CIA agents out of the country. Ever hear of Whitey Bulger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guess who covered up all of Whitey's murders for all those years?
Mueller.
Bob Mueller. How about this? BCCI. It was the largest defrauding of American currency in our history. Bush 41 was involved with it, and guess who helped Bush 41 to cover it up?
I know you're going to say Mueller.
Yep, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International. It was a gigantic fraud scheme. Let's see. How about this one? Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver, his wife was shot in the head while holding their 10-month-old baby.
Oh, Lord.
Mueller covered it up, and he was incensed that the FBI was criticized about it. This one's going to blow your mind. 9/11, working for Bush 43. Guess who flew Osama bin Laden and the Saudis out of the country after 9/11?
Not Mueller.
Oh, yeah.
That's very hard to believe, even as dirty as the guy is. I mean,
yep.
How insane would he have to be to do something like that?
I coined this term during our radio interview. Mueller is the henchman of those who would destroy our Constitution.
Well, I definitely would have to.
Mueller, the henchman of those that would destroy our Constitution. Stop and think about this. Now I'm going present day. This was an interview I did 4 years ago with the late Dr. Tom Barrett, founder of Conservative Truth. And now we absolutely have 100% evidence that the Steele dossier was false, it was erroneous, it was all made up, all created. Listen to that list that I just went through in that interview. John Mueller, or Robert Mueller, I'm sorry, Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order. John Malkovich is the one who wrote the book about this, but he drew this all from publicly accessible documentation. He didn't just go in and say, oh, well, I heard this rumor or that conspiracy. No, he went and looked up and found all of the legal documentation information. Bear in mind, he's a lawyer. And so if he had put all this into print and it was defamation, then Mueller would have sued him. Mueller couldn't sue him, can't sue him, because what he put out is actual and factual. And now, of course, what we know is that, again, the dossier and the FBI knew it. When all of this was going on, the FBI knew that this was all fake and all phony. The attempts to try to enforce the 25th Amendment or threats thereof. Look, they were planning, and we know that they were planning an armed insurrection against Donald Trump. Look what they did in these cities. Look at Chaz. Look at what took place across this country in the summer of 2020. So yesterday, we have the Proud Boys are convicted. And folks, let's be clear. This is not a jury of their peers. This is a Washington, D.C., District of Columbia jury. This is a jury of individuals that are just so woke out of their minds. It's like they're from another country. I mean, they still believe the Steele dossier is true. They still believe that Trump was involved in golden showers. When all the evidence has come out, and think about what this means. Why have there been no prosecutions related to the issue of the promoting of this dossier? Why hasn't someone within the FBI been brought up on charges? That is sedition. That is sedition. They were trying to take down the seated president of the United States, and there's been no charges. There's been no trial. Instead, there were prosecutions against the president predicated on. Where's the FISA judge? Why hasn't the FISA judge brought criminal charges against those who presented him with a FISA warrant where every single piece of documentation that was presented to get the permission of the judge to continue to do the spying that they were doing was all fabricated and lies and made up? And all of the evidence shows. Now we go to trial, but we should go to trial. We should at least go to trial. All the evidence shows that these individuals knew that. They all knew that that entire dossier was a paid-for, made-up, propaganda, disinformation, political piece of garbage. And you have the United States Congress, the House, the Democrats in the House, who filed articles of impeachment against the President of the United States of America, predicated on these lies. So I want you to, we need to understand this. And then the media and the rest have the audacity to go after members of America, citizens, not even members. These are just citizens of this country who showed up on January 6th, who were standing in grounds that they had been designated were okay. The leader of the Proud Boys wasn't even there that day. But nonetheless, these individuals, Oath Keepers, so on and so forth, are all, look, I'm going to tell you, this is all manufactured nonsense. There's no justice in Washington, D.C. And the fact that we have these individuals sitting in seats in Congress who were participants in this impeachment farce against the sitting president of the United States, and that they have not been brought up on charges of sedition and treason and shackled and hauled off and tried in a court and then had whatever the consequences are. I mean, treason? Because it is treason. They have committed treason against the United States of America. And they violated their oaths of office, an oath that I took when I joined the military, an oath that I took when I joined the American Legion. Folks, it's stunning, stunning. And of course, you know, the media is going to be completely silent with regards to this. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to say anything. You need to be burning up the phone lines right now. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And you need to call your Congress member and your two senators and demand that charges of sedition and treason be brought against every member of Congress that voted for the impeachment of President Trump. Everyone. Even those, I mean, the impeachment trial, those that were anywhere on any of those documents, need to be brought up on charges for sedition and treason, and certainly must be removed from their seats of office for violation of their oath. They're not fit to sit in those seats. They're not fit to sit in those seats. And when you talk about what is seditious, what is this seditious conspiracy? If what we have just we're talking about there with Dr. Tom, if the Steele dossier in and of itself is not sufficient to bring about an understanding of what it is that's going on here, there's no faith left in any of this garbage that they're doing over there. None. Call your member of Congress today. Call your senators, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call them today because they need to hear from you. And they need to hear from you that we're done with their nonsense. We're just done with it. It is absolutely and completely and totally unacceptable. The issue of the Steele dossier, I know everybody. See, the thing is they beat this thing into the ground. They drug this thing out with Mueller, and they've got the majority of people saying, "Man, we're just tired of hearing about it." Well, you can't be tired of hearing about it. You can't be tired of hearing about it because they continue to go after Americans. Man, look, the fact that I am suggesting that you should contact Washington, that you should demand of your member of Congress and your senators that charges of sedition and treason be brought against those who brought impeachment charges against the president based on the fact that the Steele dossier was all a lie. All a lie. McCabe should be, that he was allowed to make any kind of plea deal whatsoever is ridiculous. McCabe should be locked up. McCabe committed treason. Period, end of story. Mueller committed treason. Comey committed treason. Brennan committed treason. Clapper committed treason. These members of the intelligence community who wrote letters claiming that President Trump was involved in Russia, 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 when every single one of them knew the Steele dossier was a lie. It was a falsified document. And if they didn't know for sure, they had a real strong suspicion that it was. And all they needed to do was make one phone call and they would have known. And more than likely they knew within 24 hours of releasing their letter, which means that every single one of them committed an act of treason and sedition against the sitting president, against the elected president of the United States of America, by lying and committing an act of espionage against the president and against the office of the president. The demands for his removal and so on were all based on lies. Lies! And so now I go back and I close out what I'm saying by turning to this. You want to call a biblical worldview, God's laws, the fact that America was founded and begun on biblical principle, the fact that our founding fathers rejected the idea of kingship and gave all of the rights to we the people, the individuals, so that we were the ones who could then delegate power to the government, only predicated on the government doing the will of the people, and they want to lump anything when you start talking about God and the Bible. Oh, that's just that you're just talking about social issues. Shut up, is what I say to those people. Shut up. You're a fool. Bill Federer coming up in the next hour to talk about that foundation. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up straight ahead. Call today, 202-224-3121. Demand of your member of Congress, demand of your senators. There must be charges of treason and sedition brought against all members of the House that were engaged in impeachment activities against Donald Trump. Immediately. Immediately. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.